is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is...
Today's show is brought to you by Pekarsky Orthodontics. Dr. Pekarsky has been voted by New Jersey Monthly Magazine as the top orthodontist in 2011 and 2012. Dr. Pekarsky has two great locations, one in Wayne, New Jersey at 150 Hinchman Ave. Their telephone number is 973-942-0900. And also visit him at his new location at 5677 Berkshire Valley Road in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Their telephone number is 973-545-2391. And also visit him on their website at www.pekarskyortho.com today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves Today. On today's show, we have a very special guest of a really wonderful product that I really want to let parents out there know about. It's called Kidsport GPS. And we have on the phone today the founder and the CEO, Brian Sullivan. I'd like to welcome to the program.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, Brian. Really excited about this product that you've created for, especially with kids with autism. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in the autism field.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was sort of by chance. I'm the father of three kids. I've got a 14-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl, and an 8-year-old girl, and none of them have autism, and they don't have special needs. So the product really was created just because anyone who has children know that their greatest fear that they have is losing them. So whether they have autism or not, there's commonality in that fear. And so I was on vacation 2 years ago with 10 other couples, and my daughter had a dance competition down in Destin, Florida, and we're all sitting on a beach chair and trying to enjoy our vacation, and one of our friends, a mom, turned to me and said, did you see my daughter? And I didn't. And the last we saw this 9-year-old daughter, she was looking for seashells along the shore, and she was about ankle deep in the water. Well, she was gone 2.5 hours. And so if you can imagine what all of us parents were doing in that 2.5 hours, we think the worst. And we go through the scenarios. Did she drown? Was she abducted? Maybe she's just lost. Either way, it is that sick pit in your stomach that you will never forget. Well, the story ended well in the fact that the girl was smart enough to understand she was lost. She found an adult with a cell phone who called the mom, and we were there when that call came through, and it was, of course, the greatest joy you can ever imagine. And so what I noticed at that time is that, the kids all wear fun bands, and some have watches, and on this resort, every kid had to wear a band. And I noticed every parent was freaking out using their cell phone, looking for all the answers on their cell phone. And I said, well, wouldn't it be great as a parent if that band had a tracking mechanism, some tool? Now, I didn't know how this would be done, but I knew that if I was on that resort, and certainly that parent who had just gone through that, would they find value in a product like that? And I thought for sure it had to exist. So, the first thing you do is you go to Google and you type in GPS tracking band to help find your kids. And I was amazed that nothing like this existed. And so I found two of the coolest, funnest, most creative parents I could find here locally where I live in Kansas City. We sat in a boardroom, and it was sort of your classic draw it up on a napkin. And after many trials and tribulations, we've come to a point where we've created a product. Now, stage two. Now the word gets out there. And I'll tell you, while it was selfishly created to help my family and others like me on vacation, the outreach from the from families with autism since we created the product it changed everything for us. And in fact, now what we've done is we've met with so many in the autism community, and we've asked their advice. What product can we create for you that is very specific to the needs that you deal with every day? And so what started as a bracelet or a band, and in fact, has morphed into additional products, which late summer will also have a, you know, an ankle version of the product. And we've talked everything from durability and can it be chewed on and is it safe? And so it's been autism families have helped us create their own product, and frankly, it's been an amazing blessing, not only for our company, but personally for our family. I just think it's so cool.
No, that's really, really awesome. You know, one of the things that you took too, which is important, is you created an app for this, for things like iPads, iPhones, you know, all different, you know, applications are able to use an app. Is that also available in many other languages as well?
Yeah, well, at this point, it's in English, right? So we've got it available for your iPhone, for your web apps, through your iPads, your Android phones. And so, in fact, recently we've set up distribution channels for Latin America and also overseas in Europe. And so, absolutely, there'll be plans to not only other languages as it relates to speech, but, you know, we'll have other computer languages so that it can be used on virtually any device that parents would need to access it from.
You know, I guess, you know, Brian, one of the big things that, you know, gets sometimes a knock on tracking control devices that use GPS, what makes your system a little bit different with your GPS?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal of GPS is to tell me where my kid is, right? So it's I mean, to the bare bones basic benefit, what does it have to do? When I press a button on the app, and my kid walked out that door and might be heading in the wrong direction, I need to know when I press on their picture, this thing's going to find them. And so how do you do that? Well, that was our question. And so what we did is we researched the world's best GPS/cell phone companies, cell chip companies, and it was really almost an interview process. And so you have to go through all sorts of data, and it really comes down to numbers. You can pick the best, most accurate cell chips. And so we partner with a company overseas called uBlox, who really is amazingly well known. And what this will allow us to do is, if you're outside, this thing's going to nail you pretty much right on top of your head. You're going to be probably within 3 meters of accuracy. Now, what's also cool is indoors. We know our children are going to do indoors. And so we have the capability with this technology through our partner is that when it can't find enough satellites to create a great location, what it then does is it communicates with the cell towers. It's something called cell triangulation. Without getting too technical, what it means is the cell phone towers become the insurance policy or the backup. And while it might not be 10 meters, it's going to tell you your kid's in this building or your kid's around this pool or somewhere around this beach. And so ultimately it will accomplish that goal. And so, you know, in fact, before our conversation, before we went live today, you and I were chatting about some of the other products that are out there. And, you know, technology has evolved so much now that, you know, some of the technologies that were super 3-4 years ago, you know, things have evolved. And so now virtually every parent has a phone. And if we can get a kid to wear a band and we can make it comfortable for them, well, the technology both in the phone and in the band will allow us to accomplish the ultimate goal. Tell me where my kid is.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the most important thing, is to give that parent a peace of mind in that moment of panic. If their child, you know, especially as if it's a child with autism that's nonverbal, you know, that's a real panic moment for a parent, you know. And
right. If
they have that peace of mind and that safety tool. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, and I know this is probably a really big point for you guys, is that your device has a feature that if the band is actually cut into two, it'll alert you.
That's right. Yeah, and I suppose it kind of gets back to your previous question, what separates your product from others? Well, there's other GPS tracking bands out there. Some are fancy watches. Some are jewelry. Some are boxes that you can put into a backpack. Some, in fact, allow you to place a phone call through the device. And what we found is while they all had neat features and all differentiating factors, the one key thing that they didn't have was a real safety mechanism. And there's two things here. When I say safety mechanism, I mean when we created this product, and even more so now, I would say, for special needs audience, is it once it's on, it can't be easy to take off. And so our engineers got together and created a really cool, secure latch. And without telling you the secret sauce to getting the thing off, it's easy enough for a parent to get off, yet it would be very confusing for someone who doesn't know how to take it off. So we found that perfect balance between when I want it off, the parent can do it, but the kid is going to have a heck of a time, or in the worst case scenario, a predator would have a heck of a time getting this thing off. And so that was a, you know, that was a real differentiator. Now, on to your point, what happens if they do find a way to take it off? Well, a parent through their iPhone or Android device will be immediately alerted through a text alert that the band has been disengaged. And so that's all just done through the electronics. Also, if someone took the scissors or something and cut it off, immediately it sends a text. And we know right away where is that band, and hopefully we get to that location as soon as possible.
That's great, Brian. I mean, that's something that's really been lacking, I think, in this industry with tracking control bands, is that there's nothing. I've never seen that before. When I read about your product and how it has an alert when it's been cut, that's huge, and it gives you the location where it was cut. I mean, that's a real big factor, I think.
That's right. Well, and you know, kind of piggybacking that, you know, another key feature is, and speaking with families with autism, is you know, there's, well, I'll give you a great example. I was with a woman, Jennifer Smith. She's a regional director here for the Autism Society of Heartland. So many great people we've had the opportunity to meet with in the community. And, you know, a key benefit that she wanted, she said, you know what, you know, American Academy of Pediatrics says that 49% of all children with autism will wander. There will be a time when they walk out of the house. And many of the families that we've spoken to said, huh, I think the numbers are higher than that. So, you know, our key feature on this that would help us and what we created is I can go right onto my mobile device and I can set, just with the touch of a finger, I can set boundaries. So I can set a geofence. And so I might say, okay, there's a pond 300 yards behind my house and God forbid my child goes there. He loves water. I don't want him there. So what I'm going to do is with my pen on my iPad or on my iPhone, I'm going to set that boundary. And if he got out of the house or got away from me, the second he crossed that boundary, I'm hit with a text alert, tells me exactly where he is, and now there's no delay in me helping them. So, you know, really easy to set these things up. And, you know, you don't need to be a computer whiz or guru. You just need to know how to point a finger on a map, which is just like a Google map, and you need to know how to read a text. And I think we can all do that at this point, and that should provide the peace of mind that we all need.
Well, that's great. And then one of the big things too, Brian, is that your cost is very affordable for a device like this. I mean, you really price point it really well. Explain to some of the families what some of the packages that are available for this.
Yeah, sure. And in fact, right now, as we're developing, in fact, our new product, which really is focused on the autism community, we're calling it Gabriel GPS. And that'll be the ankle version, right? So we'll have two versions. We'll have one that goes on the wrist and also one that, you know, so many families have said, you know, we'd like it sort of out of the way. And if we can make it comfortable and put it around the ankle, that'll help the cause as well. And so we're working with manufacturing partners all around the world right now to really nail down the cost. Ultimately, the goal is to make it even lower than what I will tell you now, although, you know, jury's out, right? So it'll be anywhere from $149 to $199 per band, and once again, hoping to get that down even lower. And then essentially it's cell phone technology, so there's a cell chip in there as well as a GPS. And so there'll be a monthly charge that will be under $10 per month to keep the band activated. And you know, that's all just set up through our website. You use PayPal or a credit card, and then every month you're activated. And the good news is there's no long-term plans. You don't have to sign up for 2 years. Heck, if you use the thing for 3 months and you realize your family member maybe doesn't need it, well, good. You go cancel it, and now all you have is a pretty cool band that, hey, that they might even want to wear anyways, because our goal is to make it sort of fun and, you know, kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great things, too, what you created. You made it a fun bracelet. It's not like some, bulky, you know, ugly institutional thing that you're wearing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, and we kind of battle this every day as we talk about this because we get so many mixed reviews. You know, we have some who say, you know, keep this thing sort of dull and gray and black and just to keep the attention off of it. And I certainly believe that there's an application there and there's some folks where that makes sense. But then we have other families who say, you know what, I'm so sick of living in this world of, you know, everything's dark and everything is just doesn't feel good. And you know, and it, heck, even the products that are offered in our community are so downplayed and melancholy. And, you know, maybe there's room for some fun here, right? Maybe there's some room for some living, right? I mean, and so, you know, let's maybe stop hiding from the fact that, you know, fun is not incompatible with any state that a family's in. And there's going to be some kids who will love the fact that, hey, look at this thing. They can go to the website. They can pick whatever color they want. And, in fact, I don't know if you're familiar with the Crocs. You know, you remember the old shoes that the kids would wear, Crocs, and they have little holes in them? Well, my kids used to love the fact that they can get these little charms. So my son would have a lacrosse ball and a superhero. And so we even have bands where kids can pick out any of their own charms, from Mickey Mouse to a lit-up butterfly to you name it, and they can put these right on their own band and make them fun. So I guess my point is, if you want it fun and you want it party time, well, we're going to give it to you. Go live it. And if there's an application where you'd rather have it down, let's keep it out of the eyesight and let's make like it's not there. Well, we're going to do that too, right? So the community has driven what we are going to be and are, and we couldn't be more grateful from the feedback we've gotten.
No, that's amazing. You know, one of the things too, talk about some of the other features that are also inside the band, like battery and some of the other great features that you have inside the band as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, one important feature is the ability for a child to alert a parent when they need help. And so there's an alert button on the band. And if the family member, the child in this case, might hold down that button for 4 seconds, then it will immediately send a text to the phone of the parent, or once again the iPad or the web app, and it'll tell them to check their location, right? So in this case, my little Maggie, we've got last week, my Maggie has her little pink band, she's 8 years old, and typically I would take her up to the park, and I said, you know what, I'm going to see if this band that I've created really will give me peace of mind. And I said, all right, Maggie, put your band on. She went over, she slapped that thing on, she headed out the front door with her friend Caroline, and, you know, there was something pretty cool about me being able to see that she was only 200 yards away, but through these woods, and she was sitting, you know, she was on that swing set, and I was able to sit there right from my kitchen and know where she was, right? And so, and know that if she got in trouble, she could just hold that button. And so there's some teaching to this, right, which I think is important to any device and will be important to families with autism, is to educate the children at a very young age. This is a band. It's fun. It's cool. This isn't punishment for you. But we're going to teach you some things that you need to know. And one thing is, if you ever get in trouble, just know that I'm always here for you. And this is how. Hold down on this button and watch. I'll show you here on the phone. Watch how it pops up. And so, you know, they may hit you with a whole bunch of texts the first couple of days, but they'll get bored with that. And you'll be, you'll know that that they can reach out to you at any time. So I think that's a real big one. Inside the band, you talked about battery life. Another cool thing is we want to figure out, how can we make this really easy to charge? Well, if you look around the Sullivan household, that's my household, there seems to be iPhone or those little USB connectors in every outlet, right, for my kids and their iPads and you name it. So we did the connector on the band, as I disconnect it from its secure lock, I simply plug it in. It's a USB. It's a male USB plug. So I just plug that thing in the same spot I plug in my iPhone adapter, and that thing in about 90 minutes, we got a full charge, and that should last anywhere between 1 to 2 days. It just depends on how often you're hitting it to wake it up to say, send me a signal. If you don't hit it much, it might last 3, 4, or 5 days.
Wow, that's pretty incredible for a rechargeable battery to give you that kind of time, which is real important too, because let's face it, you don't want to be out for the day at an amusement park and have to worry about this battery, you know, dying on you. So it does have some good life to it. I know one of your smallest feature, you have a GSM and GPRS cell module, which uses low, I guess, power consumption.
Yep.
So I know that's another very important point, so that it actually extends the battery life by having that inside the band as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's the real challenge, right? Is how do we, you want to make the band as small as possible, but as you make it smaller, well, your battery also gets smaller. And so, you know, over 2 years, you go through this development of, okay, what is most important, size versus power? And that's where the real engineering work kicks in, and, you know, how you put these things to sleep, and when the GPS goes to sleep, and when the cell phone goes to sleep, and when the little computer processor, it's, you know, my engineers, it's well above my my grade level. But, you know, what's nice to know is when you surround yourself with smart people, they'll know when to turn that thing on and off. And ultimately, as a parent, all I care about is when I need it, the thing works.
Right, right. Absolutely. And that's the most important thing, is they need it at that time. You know, with all this stuff in the news, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, you know, Avante, who, you know, unfortunately, you know, was found, you know, dead, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, if he was wearing some kind of device like that, it could have prevented that whole situation when he wandered away.
And it's hard, you know, and that's, and those are hard discussions. Again, it's take the business hat off, you know, I'm a husband first, a father second, and, you know, a business guy third, right? So I always try to make any decision I'll make is with the dad and the husband hat on. And, you know, we're often asked the question like you asked, you know, if the child was wearing something like this, would it save their life? And while I could never say it would save their life, you know, let's say in Avante's case, you know, they knew he was gone fairly quickly, but they didn't know what to do. And so the solution was to get everyone out there and just hit it, just, you know, it's a fire drill. Now, if you can imagine if he had a device like this, well, you know, the school administrators might have had access to the web, right? So let's say that all the students wore something like this. They would have known, within 10 seconds of them saying, oh, my gosh, he got through these security guards, you'd find him probably, you know, a half block down the street. This means the city doesn't have the resources. You don't need the resources. Ultimately, do we find him? I don't know, but I do know the odds are much better than otherwise.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, like you said, you can't guarantee it, of course, but if these devices should be probably used in many schools, especially kids that flee, you know, if it's something that maybe we can help implement in some of the school programs for some of these kids, you know, maybe the schools should start be using these as well. I know they, you know, said they want to put cameras and stuff like that, and that's great, but something like this is probably better for a child that might flee, because if they do, you know, you can find them pretty quickly. I mean, that's the big thing, is you want quick access, you know, which this device gives you very quick access, which is great.
Right. Well, and, you know, and even beyond this, we had a tragic example out here in Kansas City, down in Springfield, Missouri. This was about a month and a half ago. A 10-year-old girl was just playing out in her front yard, so it wasn't school. She was a typical child, and a predator drove up in his truck and just grabbed her by her winter coat, pulled her right through the front door, right through his driver's side door, and it ends up he was only several blocks away. He took her to his house, and he murdered her.
Oh.
And people in the neighborhood saw it happened and chased the car down the road. But you know what? Once you turn the corner, what do you do then? Well, you call police, and you're not going to find her, right? It's so horrible that she wasn't. Now, once again, had she been wearing a band like this, and frankly, I don't care if it's mine or somebody else's, but had she been wearing it, what happens? Well, you open your app and you press the button. And some might say, well, what if he saw it? Would he have taken it off? Well, that's why we have the secure lock. He's driving. There's no way he would be able to figure out how to pull this thing off. He wouldn't be thinking about it. Is she alive today? I don't know, but I will tell you, as a parent who loves children, all I'm trying to do is increase the odds for these children, right? I can offer no guarantees, but I can increase the odds of helping them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's really what it's all about, is another tool Like I said, it's a peace of mind tool. Like I said, there's never a guarantee, of course, but the beauty is that if you did have something like that, there's a much greater chance of getting to that child quicker and faster and finding that location. And I think that's really what it comes down to, like you said. You know, and how's been the market so far as customers that have been using your device? I mean, what's been some of the buzz?
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, we're an early stage company, right? So, in fact, now we just have many prototypes that are out there sort of being beaten up by families. And this is where we've gotten, you know, the feedback, right? Such as, hey, boy, we love it. Do you also have an ankle version? Can we, you know, all the sort of the real world street talk is what we've been getting. And so right now we're doing pre-orders at kidsportgps.com. And our goal is to have final production models where it's in the stores or on the websites or through autism organizations, wherever it may be, late summer. So we're still in that development stage. Well, not development, it's developed, but now we're in that tweaking and let's make perfect for the autism community so that they don't have a generic product that sort of fits into the autism world. But we've got an opportunity now to make it specific to the autism community. And that just takes a little bit more time for us to get it absolutely perfect. And that's why late summer it'll be out and we'll be going.
Oh, that's terrific, Brian. I mean, you're doing such a great job and you're taking your time with the product because you really want to make it right. And, you know, I can commend your efforts on that. Obviously, as being a parent of an autistic child, you know, I definitely would want to buy and know that I'm purchasing something that had a lot of time, a lot of effort, and great results, whereas, you know, easily to rush it to market and start selling
right.
it. So I do commend you for doing that. I think that's the right way to do it, you know, for longevity and really putting out a quality product that's going to help people.
Good.
But we want to thank you so much for spending some time today, Brian Sullivan, who's the founder and CEO of Kidsport GPS System. We'll be putting all the links up on autismradio.org so you can read about the product and get some more information and also be able to put some pre-orders in. Like I said, hopefully this will be available by the end of the summer, 2014, and you can read some more information on it. It's a really cool style of sports band that really can give parents a peace of mind. So I'd like to again thank Brian Sullivan for taking some time and spending this on the program today.
Thank you. Hey, Paul, thank you so much. God bless to you and your family, and thank you for doing everything you're doing here on the radio program.
Thanks so much, Brian. And we'd like to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to wish everyone a great week. And remember, until next time, everyone, Hope Saves the Day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.